English Neckoff News.
Manchester could soon be home to a new data center dedicated to artificial intelligence. Plans have been submitted for a 2,600 square meter facility on a brownfield site on Bower Street in Newton Heath. The proposed development would include two buildings and, if approved, could be completed by 2030. The project comes as demand for computing infrastructure continues to grow alongside the development of artificial intelligence technologies. Near Stockport, plans for a new 68-bed care home in Handforth have been given the green light. Cheshire East Council has approved the development on the former Knoll House site. The care home will provide support for older people, including those living with dementia. The original proposal was reduced from 76 to 68 bedrooms, and the development will also provide 41 parking spaces. In Stockport, young people who have received their GCSE results are being reminded that support remains available if they are unsure about what to do next. Stockport Council says students can receive advice about further education, apprenticeships, and employment opportunities. Although the dedicated Results Day telephone service has now closed, young people can still contact the Council's Education and Careers team by email for further guidance. More than 350 operating theatre staff are expected to take strike action across several Greater Manchester hospitals next week. The industrial action is planned for Monday the 24th, Wednesday the 26th, and Friday the 28th of August. Hospitals affected include Salford Royal, Royal Oldham Hospital, Rochdale Infirmary, and Fairfield General. The dispute centers on the management and payment of overtime hours. Patients with appointments or procedures at affected hospitals are advised to follow any information provided directly by their NHS service. And finally, The Cure are taking to the stage at Withenshaw Park in Manchester today. The sold-out concert is scheduled to run from around 4:30 this afternoon until 11 o'clock tonight. The legendary British band will be joined by Slowdive and Manchester's own The Slow Readers Club. Thousands of music fans are expected in the area, so anyone travelling around Withenshaw this afternoon and evening should expect increased traffic and busy public transport. That's your local news update. Thank you for listening. And stay with Neckoff Radio.